I've got you under my skin. I have got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. You can call in if you'd like at 866-564-1290 or 805-564-1290 or email me at bruce@brucesalin.com or tweet at Bruce Salin. Our next segment is Teen Rap with our special guest, Pastor Drew Sams. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he is also pursuing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. He is passionate about working with adolescents and their parents while equipping them to not only navigate the teen years, not a fun time, but to thrive along the way. I might add that he is conscripted with my blessing, my son, to participate in some of those activities at Calvary Church, and I am really grateful for that. He is currently seeking new ways to leverage social media and to increase social justice and compassion, both locally and globally. Drew, being only 22 years old, he's actually part of that a world of online social media. Okay, I've exaggerated, Drew. You're not quite that young.
I wish I was 22.
give me a break. He's practically half my age. I can't stand him. He's also thin, tall, and unbelievably good-looking, and is able to speak extemporaneously in a way I just envy incredibly. Anyway, Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, and I welcome you back again, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks again for having me. Appreciate it.
The subject for the topic this week actually does not, I think, lend itself to our segment, but the topic of couples need couples, I'm not so sure that's important to teens as much as having good friends might be. So I would suggest, unless you want to take it in a different direction, which you are welcome to do, this is an unrehearsed show, in case you don't know that, I would suggest maybe we talk about the importance of friends in our teens' lives and the issues that parents may face regarding those friends.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to talk about that, but also, as I was thinking about couples needing couples, I think that when high school students are starting those dating relationships, I think it's so important for them to have even couple friendships or to be able to spend time with the opposite sex in groups. It's when they kind of remove themselves out of their friendship or out of their peer groups with the rest of the group, that's when things really head south. So I think even high school students, couples need couples.
You know something, I hadn't thought of that, but you are, as usual, right on, and that's why I love having you, because we get different perspectives. But my son has had a girlfriend for nearly a year, and they mostly do things alone when they're going out, or they see each other's respective girlfriends and boyfriends. And the irony is, his best boyfriend now is going and has a girlfriend that's part of the same circle. Yet they have not, I don't know if anybody uses this phrase anymore, they have not double dated once. And I've asked him, why don't you go out with John and Shawnee? And he just kind of shrugs. I mean, no reason he wants to or not want to. So that's maybe they don't do that. I mean, is that what you experience?
Yeah, I've seen that there's much less double dating, to use that phrase, than obviously adults do. But I think it's such a great skill to learn, you know, as they grow and as they mature. It's so important for couples to be able to not only interact with one another, but also as a couple to be able to interact with friends and other couples as well.
So this topic has more relevance to our segment than usual, because that is, of course, how they're going to learn. Their parents model coupling, if they in fact have an intact family, and their relatives, but that's all older couples.
Sure.
So if they're not going out or hanging out with other couples, they're not learning the same things that I've been talking about both in the column and on the show so far.
I agree. And you know, there was a rare example last night. I actually had a high school student come up to me. We had a big event last night, and he was so excited. He's kind of not your typical teenager, but he came up to me and he says, "Hey, I can't wait for this Friday night. I'm actually going to go on a double date with JD, who's one of our leaders, who had just started dating a girl." So here you've got two people in their early 30s who are dating they said to this high school guy and high school girl, they're both seniors, hey, we're going out to dinner and the movies on Friday night. You want to come with us? And so what a great opportunity for a young high school couple to see a healthy relationship between an older guy and girl. And so I know not all parents would go for this, but imagine if a husband or wife would even say to their son, hey, we're going to go on a double date. Do you want to bring your girlfriend Susie along? I know that that'd be a rare occasion where the teenager would actually say yes, but can you imagine if there could be that intergenerational double dating? How great to model that for them.
Hmm. We've had our son's girlfriend over for Friday night Shabbat dinner often, and it would be the five of us. My other son would be there, and I have enjoyed that so much. But the moment dinner's over, they retreat to my son's room or go out with friends, and so it's not quite the same. This is really interesting, the idea of where are our kids that are dating getting their couple's knowledge.
Sure.
What are they learning? And given that a great percentage, whatever it is, a big percentage of our kids are coming from divorced homes of some kind or another, or reconfigurations and blended families, there's certainly got to be a ton of confusion out there.
I think so. You know, when there's mixed and blended and divorced families, you know, the traditional family unit is not what it used to be. And then you've got examples of couples online or on television shows. There's really not that many places to see healthy guy and girl couple relationships. And so to be able to create those environments where maybe teens could double date or triple date together, or even if that means a mentor or parents taking kids out. I liked what you said about the Shabbat dinner. Even though it wasn't an entire evening, I think just getting that taste, that little bit of time together before they went off with their friends, is so much better than nothing. And maybe it's those baby steps which really would make the difference in the long run.
I think once our kids become teenagers, parents often allow them to no longer share in the family meal because of their schedules. And in my family, I just kept Friday night as somewhat obligatory. At least we're going to have that quiet meal with each other before you go out and hang with your friends. And I think it's really important because it all goes by too fast. And at least that one meal a week, we're going to have an opportunity to talk and share.
Yeah, and what a great place to start. You know, if there's so many different things you could do, but just choosing one meal a week, invite your girlfriend, invite your boyfriend. But this is going to be so important for us as a family. I think that's great, Bruce.
Well, thank you. Just out of curiosity, I mean, joking aside, you are decades younger than me, as hard as that is for me to admit. Did you double date?
You know, I think it wasn't until college that I started double dating. And my wife and I now do it all the time. And it's really been such a huge blessing, such an encouragement in our life to be able to have couples to walk through the ups and downs in life with. And my wife and I even had one last week. And afterwards, she says, gosh, it's such a great reminder that, you know, the stuff that we deal with, we're not alone.
Yes, 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 yes. And, but let me ask you a question regarding that. Given your position, are the majority of people that you meet and therefore, say, double date with coming from the church, which is an example of how you can meet other people of similar values?
Yeah, you know, of course there's a lot of them, and especially for me as I oversee the high school and student ministry, there's so many volunteers and people in my age and stage of life that it's been easy to find. But we've also got a lot of friends that we've met either through her work or friends that we've had for years that aren't Christians and come from totally different perspectives. And that's been really great, too, to not just get in this bubble, but to be able to experience the diversity and richness of life.
Well, in that regard, number one, we're almost out of time, but I am formally and publicly inviting you over to a Shabbat dinner.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
I would love to interact with you and your wife. We are moving the end of August, and once we are set up, my wife and I have actually literally talked about having you over, and we have some traditions which I think you'd really appreciate, and I just would love to have you. So you are invited. I will set a date as soon as we are settled, which I hope will be sometime in the next year or so after we move. Pastor Drew, where can people reach you?
The easiest way is through our church website. It's calvarycc.org, and all the information for me, Pastor Drew Sams, is on that website.
It's been a pleasure, as always. I know we're going to plan a special show for a whole hour, which, given the 10 minutes that we zip by each week, will be easy. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bruce. Have a great weekend.
You too. It's time for another break. Be sure to call in if you'd like at 866-564-1290 or locally at 805-564-1290. This is The Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
Game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through. Sugar-dooga-doo, sugar-dooga-doo, ooh, daddy. If I invite